It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Yes, this is the game of fake news. Good morning, Rich. Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning, Trev.
Good morning. These are the headlines, and one of them is a real news headline. Two are fake. But which one is the real news headline? So first up, a grandfather took girl out of school to the doctors without realising he had the wrong child. Or is it the dad that left the four-year-old on the Eurostar in Paris only realised when he got home to his flat? Or is it in London? In London, 7-year-old ran away by creeping into the back of a Romanian truck and found 3 days later in Romania. So,
I don't think a school would give a grandfather the wrong child.
Okay, yeah.
So much safety these days.
Sure, yeah. Took the child out of school to the doctors without realising he had the wrong child.
Yeah.
In fact, actually took the child to the doctors. They went back from the doctors to the school. And that's when the dad only realised when he picked the child up that he said to the son, what happened today?
Don't get yourself into a cul-de-sac with this. Because I genuinely was really going for that one.
So what happened today? He said, oh, some stranger took me to the doctor.
Move on.
So dad left 4-year-old on Eurostar in Paris, only realised when he got home to his flat. So he was on the train from southern France, stopped at Paris. On the way through to London,
that's really bad parenting, isn't it?
It is really bad. Unless you're a commuter and you're used to travelling on your own, and then just suddenly you've got a child,
an inconvenient child with you. Oh, if only they were a briefcase, I would remember them.
Or is it in London, the 7-year-old that ran away by creeping into the back of a Romanian truck and found 3 days later in Romania? Is that the real news?
I think so.
3 days later. Yeah. I feel that would have been national news, and our child goes missing and then suddenly ends up in Romania. I feel like I would have heard of that.
Sure, yeah.
I'm liking the grandfather taking the wrong child.
Really? Okay.
I really am. Yeah. I want it to be true.
Yeah.
Because, kids are, if someone says that they're your granddad, you're really young, probably.
What was he taking them to the doctors for when the doctor was asking them, so where does it hurt? Nowhere. I don't know why I'm here.
Well, the grandfather was meant to take his own grandson,
yeah,
but took the wrong kid.
Wouldn't the kid at some point realise...
No, kids are kids.
I got taken to the doctor and the doctor asked me what was wrong.
Okay, so which one... You think that's the real news?
Going to the doctors, Annabelle. My name's
Annabelle,
Rich.
Which one's the real news?
Fine. I'm going with the Romanian... No, the child that ran away to Romania.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Yes, this is the fake news game. Looking for the real news headline in amongst the fake news. Rich and Annabelle, hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
So you both went for different ones this morning. Rich, you went for the grandfather that took the girl out of school and to the doctors without realising he had the wrong child.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. Nobody went for the dad that left the 4-year-old on the Eurostar in Paris only to realise when he got home to his flat. Nobody went for that one?
No.
That is fake news, okay. Well avoided.
Okay.
So look for the real news headline. One of you has got the right answer.
I'm worried I've got it wrong now, because I'm thinking if the grandfather took the wrong child, yeah, what if they were twins?
That'd be very easy to get the wrong child,
wouldn't it?
So you went for the London 7-year-old ran away by creeping into the back of a Romanian truck.
Yeah.
Found 3 days later in Romania.
Yeah.
That is indeed fake news.
Oh, Rich, you've done
granddad.
It.
The granddad story.
Silly old granddad.
So this is a story of a grandfather sent to pick up his granddaughter from Napier Primary School in Gillingham in Kent. Went off with the wrong child and he never did notice. Star presented the man with the wrong child, who had the same first name as the right one. She had a doctor's appointment, so the man took the 6-year-old on a bus to the Gillingham Medical Centre a mile away. There she was prescribed liquid paracetamol, and he picked up the medicine inside the centre and dropped her back at school in Napier Road. The girls then went home and told her father, "Here's my medicine," says her father. But says her father, "My daughter's been known to tell a tale or two, so I took her to the surgery, and the doctor said, I saw her this morning with her grandfather. I went ballistic. I was boiling inside. The first thing I thought was the worst. Of course, I had to ask my daughter the sort of questions no parent ever wants to ask, like, what did he do to you? When your daughter's been walked around town and taken on a bus by a strange man, it makes you sick to the stomach. It's every parent's worst nightmare."
It's really bad.
It's quite...
Oh, no, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Granddad, that's funny.
I wonder what happened to the
granddad. Did you not notice it? Yeah, exactly.
I'm here to pick Sarah up. Which one? Anyone will do.
It's an incredible story, isn't it?
Wow.
As a parent, it's blooming frightening. But there we go. But anyway, Our granddad doesn't get involved. He's far too busy with tinkering with his bikes. That is...
good.
That's good. That is the real news on the fake news game at Jack.